Half Nelson, from the Brooklyn filmmaking team of Ryan Fleck and Anna Boden, was a big hit at this year's Sundance Film Festival and the Museum of Modern Art's New Directors Film Series. Now in a few cities, and opening wider over the next 2 weeks, it's a different kind of inspirational student-teacher movie. This time the teacher is a drug addict. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Ryan Gosling proved he was a major actor in The Believer. He was a fevered Jewish neo-Nazi. Yes, you heard that right. And you'd have needed an advanced degree in math to diagram his emotional zigzags. Now he delivers a brilliant performance, a star-making turn, as a crackhead, alcoholic, inner-city junior high teacher in Half Nelson. The movie is pitched somewhere between a heartwarmer and a stomach-turner. Gosling plays Dan Dunn, whose addiction, like his disillusion with the state of American politics, is snowballing. In class, he hammers home a dialectical view of historical change. He champions men and women who dared to stand up against systemic injustice. But one day, after he finishes coaching his inept girls' basketball team, he slinks into a locker room stall and lights up. There he's discovered by one of his students, Dre, played by Sharika Epps. The girl had been waiting in vain for her estranged father to pick her up, and she's puzzled to see her white teacher semi-stuporous. But her face quickly settles into something harder. For Dre, this is the way of the world. A young African-American girl who tries to rescue her white teacher while he tries to rescue her, the Hollywood formula dangles right before our eyes, a rope ladder to La La Land. But not once do the director, Ryan Fleck, and co-screenwriter, Anna Boden, take the easy way out. Half Nelson is rooted in a world in which people rarely save anyone, or themselves. The movie's geometry is fascinating, because Dre's loving mom works too many shifts to look after her. Her brother's in jail after taking the rap for a friend, and that friend, Frank, played with electrifying charisma by Anthony Mackie, gives Dre money and takes an avuncular interest in her, maybe as a future courier. Well, Frank has supplied Gosling's Dan Dunn with crack, and he looks with complete incredulity when the teacher approaches him with a plea to keep away from the innocent girl. Everything in this universe is turned upside down. Half Nelson is full of squirm scenes, of the teacher sinking lower and lower, making a drunken spectacle of himself at basketball games, even forcing himself on a teacher he's been dating, and then recoiling in horror at how far he has degenerated. But the core of the film is the quiet, uninsistent bond between the teacher and the student. You can hear it even in the briefest but most pointed exchange, as they sit side by side on playground slides and consider each other's fates.
Hey. It's back.
Yeah. Did you know my brother?
I knew of him, but I, you know, he wasn't in any of my classes or anything.
Think I could end up like him?
Do you?
Gosling flashes an awful lot of movie star grins that say, "Aren't I adorable?" Except the persona meshes perfectly with the character, who uses his own adorableness to keep the world at bay. The actor's sense of proportion is uncanny. He's light on his feet with a show of buoyancy, but so raw you can read every twitch of his wiry frame. Much of Sharika Epps' performance consists of watching him, and her face is so compelling that we begin to watch her in the same way, to see how much of herself Dre will risk revealing. What first seems like sullenness becomes more and more layered. It's her mere existence, not so much anything she says, that might be enough to save this would-be social reformer from the ultimate nihilism of addiction. It's unusual in American cinema to bring in big political ideas, but Dunn's rambling lectures on dialectical materialism to his puzzled junior high school students aren't lectures for the movie's audience. The context makes them impossible to take completely seriously. Half Nelson is a tricky exploration of the links and busted links between the personal and the political. It's the best kind of drama, dialectical on the outside and the inside.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.